Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the mayor of Boulder City, Joe Hardy, joins us for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free playing up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Oh, what fun it is to win during the $100,000 Christmas giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Up to $17,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And over $20,000 in giveaways on New Year's Eve, including up to $10,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are pleased to welcome back to the program. In the past, we've called him Assemblyman, then State Senator. Now it's Mayor Joe Hardy of Boulder City. Welcome back to the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam. Good to be here.
Well, I want to start out, if we can, with your favorite memories of the legislature, because you've spent so much time there. Who are your favorite people to deal with?
You ask an interesting question. This last session, 2021, was unique of all uniqueness. And they told us that only staff would be allowed to come into the building. And I had made plans for Jill, my wife, to come with me. And they said, well, she can't come. I said, well, that's pretty easy then, because if she doesn't come, I don't come. And so they said, oh, well, she can come. So of all my favorite people in the legislature, I would have to say it's Jill. And then, you know, we all have moments where our favorite person changes from time to time, but the consistent person for me in the staff was Blaine Osborne, who was my legislative assistant. I'll call him my right-hand man for several sessions. And so he was very instrumental in so much of what I did, and I appreciated him. When you work in a caucus, you become very familiar with, your fellow caucus members. But the reality is you have to be familiar with the other side of the house as well. And so I don't have bad memories as much as I do. Some memories are better than others. And I always appreciated people that could pull up their sleeves and say, let's work this out. And I think that was on the other side of this legislative session. Maybe not as much as I would have liked, but there were some people who reached out. And decided that we could work together. I had a great time. My son Jack, who lives in Georgia, made masks. He was stuck inside like I was stuck inside, like we all were. And so his hobby was making masks. And so I gave designer masks to some of my Democratic colleagues, and it was always a pleasure to see them wearing those on the floor of the Senate and the Assembly. Now we're unmasked, and you know, it's good to be able to see people's faces and read their visage, so we can see how they really feel.
By the way, you're the first person in 20 years to use the word visage on the program, so I thank you for that. Let me ask you about this. My good friend Sig Rogich got term limits passed many years ago. How do you think that changed the way the legislature works?
Well, it's changed mightily, because the institutional knowledge doesn't solely rest with legislators who are reelected and reelected. So we become more dependent on institutional knowledge of the lobbyists. And the lobbyists in this last session, it was kind of, that was one of the major challenges we had, I think, in this last session, is we didn't have institutional knowledge represented by lobbyists. And, you know, lobbyists may have get a bad rep, but the reality is, in Nevada, we depend on the honest lobbyist who can tell us both sides of a story and can say, and this is what happens if, and this is what happens if not. And we've been blessed in the state of Nevada with a lobbyist corps that loves Nevada as much as legislators do. And so there are some, you know, who are very talented and very willing to share and teach. And, you know, I like to learn. And so we appreciate the institutional knowledge that the lobbyists bring to the table, because many times we don't have it as a group of legislators.
You know, it was interesting.
Now, I have to admit that I've been in the legislature 20 years. So what that means, all the institutional knowledge that I had, I probably forgot along the way, because 20 years is a long time.
Taylor Avery in the Las Vegas Review-Journal wrote a terrific article this weekend talking about the mostly sons of lobbyists who are now in the legislature. So Greg Ferraro's son, Billy Vassiliadis' son. There were several sons, John Sandy the fourth son, John Sandy the fourth. So it's been generational now with lobbyists. But your point is well made, which is people don't understand this about lobbyists, but lobbyists basically get one shot. If they lie to a legislator, they're done. So you really get more integrity than one would ever imagine from a lobbyist, because that's how they keep their gig.
You know, and I have to say, speaking to Greg Ferraro and Boulder City, Greg Ferraro was the son of Bob Ferraro, who right. was the mayor of Boulder City. So, you know, it's almost like it's in the blood of service. And when I say service, I mean public service. And being a lobbyist is a unique calling, and it's almost an avocation, where you have the ability to talk, the ability to teach, the ability to learn, the ability to communicate, and the ability to get along. So we have a good group of people who, quote, are lobbyists in the state of Nevada. We're very blessed that way.
Let's talk about the election for a second. You know, Steve Sisolak joined two other governors in an interesting situation, Bob List and Jim Gibbons, who both only got to serve one term. What do you think was the downfall for Steve Sisolak when he had $15.5 million to spend on this election and yet still lost?
You know, you can't say there's one thing, but, you know, when I, you know, my wife goes to the store and she tells me that eggs used to be $1.99 and now they're $5.99. So they used to be $2 a dozen, and now they're $6 a dozen. So you had the economy, that the inflationary things that, quite frankly, were out of the control of any governor. And then you had the challenge of COVID. And no matter what you did in that system, you were wrong. No matter who you, what you said or what you believed, you were always at some point or another disproven in one way or the other. You had, the governor Sisolak was, for lack of a better word, somewhat partisan, which is what politicians do sometimes. And the partisanship wasn't beloved in this country right now. So the people who are really partisan, it doesn't help them as much as when you realize, what is it, Sam? Is it 35% Democrats in the state of Nevada and 25% Republicans and 30% independents? Pretty soon you wake up and you realize, in fact, it may be 32% independents, but you wake up and you realize, oh my goodness, no matter who you are, your party cannot elect you. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, you have to appeal to the independents. So it really is the independents who are driving this ship. And the independents, and by and large, are not real thrilled with partisan politics. And so what is it that resonates? Education, let's just pretend education was on the map. And the concept, John Lee, for instance, he had micro schools during COVID. We just said, you can't go to class, you can't go to school. So the keeping kids out of school, shutting down, and all of the things that went with that COVID reaction, I'll call it, was problematic for getting the majority of people to say, yes, I want to retain the governor that was elected in the first place. Then you had the reality that you have a lot of people who were running for governor and saying messages that were negative towards the sitting governor. So the sitting governor is a target more than the person who's running for. And, Joe Lombardo won that election. He had messages, and it's fascinating to watch because he's involving everybody in what he's going to do in his governorship. But he ran, he won, and whatever cause people went to the voting polls or mailed in their ballot, Governor Sisolak didn't win.
Do you think that Joe Lombardo is a CEO type, more like a Kenny Gwynn, in terms of having run large organizations, has a better shot out of the gate of being governor and perhaps being governor of all the people as against being necessarily a partisan governor? I was at a function the other day where he spoke, and he said, I intend to reach across the aisle because that's the only way we're going to get things done.
Yeah, I think he's got people across the aisle now helping in different venues about different things in his system of governing. So I think he's good to his word. He's reaching out and listening and taking consideration. But it goes back to, it wasn't the Republicans that got him in. It was the independents, quite frankly. If every single Republican voted for Joe Lombardo, he would have lost if he hadn't had the independents. And that is really it's trying to tell us something in Nevada that we better pay attention to people who aren't real happy with the partisanship that exists in the state right now.
All right, let's take a break. More with Mayor Joe Hardy of Boulder City after this timeout.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free play, and up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. 'Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
ProGroup Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, ProGroup takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. ProGroup Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Oh, what fun it is to win during the $100,000 Christmas giveaways at Tamarack Casino. Up to $17,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And over $20,000 in giveaways on New Year's Eve, including up to $10,000 in cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mayor Joe Hardy of Boulder City, who is also a doctor. And I wanted to ask you about this because we haven't really had this discussion on the program. But, you know, for so many of us, especially those that have had life-threatening conditions, I had a heart attack back in 94, you know, you tend to think of your doctor as a godlike figure that is knowing, all-knowing. And with COVID, did we learn that doctors are human too? Because things had to change from the first reactions to COVID, from on a national level and on a local level, to where it ended up. It was a learning experience as much for the medical profession, was it not, as it was for the public?
No question about it, Sam. I mean, when you consider, quote, the top doctor, unquote, in the United States, who, quite frankly, got it wrong. And then you have the people who said, gee, he got it wrong. Well, he didn't get it all wrong. And when you're making decisions on incomplete knowledge, or you're making decisions on things that haven't really fully developed yet, it's hard to be right. But nonetheless, when you're, quote, the top doctor, unquote, you have to be right. And otherwise, you know, you're not going to be able to inspire the confidence that you need. But doctors, Sam, you may be aware of this, but doctors don't agree with other doctors. I mean, we argue all the time. I mean, you remember when Assemblyman Garn Mabee was in the legislature and I was in the assembly with him. And we would get up on the floor of the assembly and we would disagree. And, you know, people looked at us and they say, well, why are you disagreeing? You're both doctors. Well, one of the things that we're trained as a doctor is keep an open mind. And that means we don't close our mind. And we believe that it's through that. I think it was said the collision ideas in the marketplace is where you get the truth. And in medicine, we hold everybody accountable to what they say, and we say, prove it. And then they have to prove it with literal studies that show that they're right. And, you know, just the very fact that this masking thing was developed because we were worried about large droplets as opposed to fine vapors, as it were, that carries virus. So no matter who you were and what decision you made at the beginning of this, you were partially correct, which is code for you were partially wrong. And doctors, that's how they live. And we get what we call second opinions. And second opinions are, you know, as much for ourselves as it is for a patient. We literally treasure the ability to talk to each other and bounce ideas off and think of what if and how come and what could work. And the emergency use authorization, for instance. So I was a family physician in South Dakota at the Air Force Base. And did I say South Dakota yet?
Yes.
Well, South Dakota gets cold. And I had a patient who was, you know, a veteran's wife, and she came into the clinic and she had Raynaud's phenomenon. And there was nothing I could do. And I thought, you know, I wonder if we used a medicine called Minipress, which worked to dilate blood vessels, and that's how it helped blood pressure. I wonder if that would help her. So I said to myself, well, I'm just going to try that. No studies, no information about it, other than I knew how the medicine worked. So I did it, and it worked. And the lady came in, and she was thrilled that her Raynaud's was improved. And in South Dakota in the winter, that, you know, that's a big deal. And I thought, wow, I guess somebody, you know, is smarter than me, is going to figure it out. And 6 months later, in the New England Journal of Medicine, there was an editorial that talked about using Minipress in people with Raynaud's phenomenon. And so we don't have a monopoly on ideas in medicine, but we're all trained to think. And that's what we do. We all think. And we all sometimes agree, but not necessarily. And so it's through that disagreements or questioning that good things happen. And COVID is a classic example of everybody at one time or another disagreed with somebody else. And it was a great exercise in medicine to see, you know, what part of that spaghetti stuck to the wall. And now, you know, we're kind of in a position where we know that it's going to be around. It's not going to go away. And it's going to be like the flu. I got my trivalent booster this month. So was fully vaccinated. I had two boosters, double boosted, and I still got COVID in August, which meant that it was the Omicron wave. And then I got the trivalent booster this month. So, you know, people say, you're going to get another shot. And I can say, I am sure that there will be another booster that somebody's going to come up with, and I'm going to get it. And so, you know, I'm a doctor. I actually believe in vaccinations.
Yeah, me too. Hang on a second, Doc. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back after this.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the mayor of Boulder City, Joe Hardy. So the first story that breaks after you become mayor is after 50 years, Boulder City may be ready to boost water recycling, from Marvin Clemens in the Review Journal. Is that the highest priority on your list here?
Boy, it's got to be. Water, water, water. Those are the three priorities we have in Southern Nevada. Indeed, in the West, the drought's real, and we need to preserve and conserve and recirculate, do whatever we can to solve our water challenges.
Well, when I see you in Carson City, we'll talk more about that, because I'm sure you'll be completely up to speed by then. Thank you so much for doing this. It's always great to see you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you soon, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. We'll see you on the next show.